It's something familiar because it's Dylan Lee Johnston. That is an Alaskan who went down to Nashville, recorded that CD. Maybe you remember his band called Dead Horse Highway. He had a good time coming up here a couple of years back, and now he's supporting that new CD of his called Just Like Rain, the title track heard on KNBA, where you get to hear local music, national music, and something kind of fun and in between. But you never know what that's going to be, and that's the way we like it. It's public radio. You can support it by going to KNBA.org and donate to your favorite public station. Thank you for the support. NPR News is coming up at the top of the hour. We're 12 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. And it's time to chat with our guests in town for a moment. In other words, they're out in the valley taking part in the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp. But every camp, they come into Anchorage for a short while and share their music with the Anchorage audiences. And that'll be tonight at the Taproot at 7 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, Joe. Yes, it is 7 o'clock. I want to get that right. So joining us today are Doug Cox, Beppe Gambetta, and Victoria Vox, who are our international panel, everywhere from Italy to Canada to Wisconsin. Is that correct? That is correct that we got quite the flavors going on with the instruments, the locations. Victoria is here from Wisconsin, specializing in the ukulele, and she has brought a couple of versions of her specialty instrument in studio with her today. How you doing, Victoria?
Good. How are you?
I'm well on a sunny afternoon that maybe reminds you of the islands, perhaps?
Yes, the ukulele is how it's correctly pronounced, but I also like to say it's correctly spelled with an okina before the U, which is an apostrophe. So usually I say ukulele. But it does come from the Portuguese islands of Madeira originally and has been made into a Hawaiian instrument since. And it's been in a lot of new hands more recently. And pretty much you can make any kind of music with it.
And we also have Beppe Gambetta returning to the KMBA studios and to the Acoustic Guitar Camp.
After about three years now, really. I was really missing you.
I remember it so well. And I brought it was 2013.
Yes.
That's right.
The first trip to Alaska, you never forget, you know. It's a big emotion always.
Well, unfortunately, we have one thing in common, earthquakes. Is everything okay at home? Have you got any family that's...
Not family, yes.
Some friends?
A great guitarist friend. His parents lost the house, but they stay well. So at least, you know, they just... It's not a tragedy.
It's like part of the landscape. But I'm glad to hear things are okay.
Yes, everything is okay. And we are really, really happy to be back. Is for musicians is also a joy to meet this great group of teachers, because they come from, there is an incredible variety, and is a joy to teach, to meet with the community, to see Alaska, and also to hang out with people like Doug, for example.
Yes, returning champion, Doug Cox.
Victoria, yes.
Doug Cox back with the camp again this year. Dobro, slide guitar, guitar work, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, probably. I guess it could be another term that is tagged with you.
Yeah, I play more than two instruments.
So there you go,
multi. Makes it official.
Which many musicians do. Now, this is a camp where people come to Alaska and people from Alaska participate around campfires, in workshops, and learn about instruments and songwriting. Each person has a discipline here today that they're going to share just a little bit about, and tonight you're going to get to hear their experiences on stage. So again, the show tonight at the Taproot, 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you attend. Let's go back to Victoria, and maybe if you could start us up here with share a little something that showcases your specialty.
Sure. Well, this is a song called Daffodil, and it's so I'm a singer-songwriter, and I accompany myself on a ukulele. But this is a little tune about narcissism in a floral way.
Oh, you just had to, didn't you?
And if the guys in the room feel like jamming on this one, they're welcome to. Daffodil, daffodil, sitting on the windowsill. Daffodil, daffodil, tall and strong. Daffodil, daffodil, sitting on the windowsill. Before too long, you have come and gone. you say? If you could talk, where would you go? If you could walk, what would you think? If you had a thought, what would you sing? If you had a song, on the windowsill, daffodil, daffodil, tall and strong, daffodil, daffodil, sitting on the windowsill, before too long you've come and gone. How many suns have you seen? How many moons in between? How many loves have you lost? Well, you saw yourself turn to dust.
Gorgeous song from Victoria Vox here at KNBA. The Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp Instructors Showcase tonight at the Taproot, 7 o'clock. Information at taprootalaska.com. Thank you for that song. That's
Thank
a great
you.
Bright song for a great sunny day.
Thanks.
Makes me want to go home already and attend a concert. How did you make the ukulele your discipline? Did you start on guitar and then said, I like that one? Or, I mean, what was that moment that you just said,
well,
I want
of,
this?
It's that instrument. I think a lot of anyone who plays the ukulele, it kind of finds them, and most people are given one, or it just kind of enters into their life. And I don't think, maybe more recently people might go out and say, I want to play the ukulele. But I first was primarily always a singer, and then I played the oboe and the trumpet and the violin, all instruments which were difficult to self-accompany myself while singing. So then I learned the guitar, self-taught on guitar, and had played for 8 years before picking up the ukulele. And I was at the Berklee College of Music for songwriting and was, you know, always sang and played my guitar at the same time. So strumming and singing always came very naturally. And then it was about 3 years after I graduated college that someone was actually driving from Boston to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and during college, and one of the guys in the van had a ukulele, and at a gas station in Canada, he's like, "Do you want to try it?" And I was like, "Sure," and I didn't get it. It didn't make sense to me coming from the guitar world. So I quickly handed it back, was very discouraged, and then about 2 years later, I had came across the Somewhere Over the Rainbow, What a Wonderful World medley that the late Israel Kamakavivo Ole sang, and I didn't even know it was on a ukulele, so I started playing it on guitar in that same way, just put the capo on and got up real high and started playing along, and then another musician in Green Bay had heard me do this, and he's like, "You need to do that on a ukulele." And I was like, I'm not gonna. I've tried that before. And he's like, "Well, I'll give you one of mine." And so he just gave me a ukulele, and then it just kind of quickly became the highlight of the Victoria Vox show. And I only knew, like, played three songs. I had two originals and then the Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And I'd end up singing both of them several times throughout the evening. And then people wanted the album, and so I put out the album, and then the ukulele sponsorship came from that with the Hawaiian ukulele maker Ko'aloha, and then the ukulele festivals. And it's just kind of been this ride that I didn't exactly plan for.
Well, there's something inviting about a ukulele. There's something inviting as a listener. You hear it and you kind of think to yourself, well, I could do that. Now, I notice, I don't know a lot about instruments, but I noticed I've never seen anybody play one with a pick. Beppe Gambetta is a flat picking specialist. Yes. Would you ever play an ukulele with a pick? Would you?
Oh, yes. There are many possibilities. There is the UK Ukulele Orchestra, and for example, they use a lot of picks. There is not really a big border in the technique generally, and it's good sometimes also to break rules. You know, sometimes new sound comes from the fact that.
Something good to teach at a camp, I would imagine. Yeah. When you've got people who are maybe a little intimidated by. An element of learning, you can tell them, go ahead and break the rule. Do what you want to do first. Get interested.
Yes.
Then we'll teach you some
especially
steps.
People are really intimidated from this word, flat picking. You know, it seems a strange thing.
It does.
And it was a fault of a journalist that in the 60s started to call it like this because it was picking on the flat top. And it generated a lot of mistakes, you know, in thinking about what is this kind of technique.
I thought it was more straightforward in the sense that finger style as well, without a pick, flat picking is with a pick. Is it that simple?
No, it's just generally with a, because a lot of other guitars are played with a pick. Django style is played with a pick. So you call flat picking generally all the music that you play on acoustic guitar related to the roots, related to the, inspired by the roots, like Doc Watson, like the great fathers, like Doc Watson, Norman Blake, and all of this. And for me, it's to teach flat picking is hard because I started in Italy and everyone thought that flat picking is looking for an apartment, you know. Is
flat picking, of course.
And there are a lot of different takes about this.
Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about flat picking and what it sounds like as we return with the instructors from the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp. We've got a NPR news break, and we'll be coming right back with more on KMBA.
Yalida.
Doyinta.
Jamai, Koyana ni chugani lutin.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.
It's 5:06, NPR newscasts on KNBA, supported by the members of the radio station, great folks like you. Thank you for your support. Forecast for the Anchorage area, Matsu Valley, looking good for Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp campers as the sun shines through Saturday with high temperatures in the upper 60s and 70s. I still can't believe I'm saying that. It's August, almost September, 70 degrees. This is not right, but next week's forecast looks a little more normal. So go ahead and celebrate the sun now, because next week, back to highs in the upper 50s, low 60s, and rain. Enjoy the week of sunshine, folks. Wasilla's 71, Girdwood 68, East Anchorage 70 degrees. But it's so nice outside tonight, you might want to go inside for a little cool activity at the Taproot, where the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp instructors are playing for you. 7:00 this evening, a host of different instructors will be on hand. All of them, Joe? Joe, step up for a quick sec here and maybe to mic number four, and let us know who is featured tonight on stage.
Well, everyone's. It's a chance to see eight different amazing artists all on one stage, and it's a great entertainment value. Of course, we have Beppe here and Victoria Vox and Doug Cox here in the studio, but Jill Jackson all the way from Scotland, she was in with Danny late last week on the Friday morning show. Sid Smith is multi-instrument talented as well. Chris Proctor has won the National Fingerstyle Championship, and Radim Zinkel from the Czech Republic plays a variety of instruments. I'm sure you'll see some of them tonight, but it features mostly mandolin, is what he'll be doing. So a wide variety. Steve Boffman from Northern Cal. We call him the camp instigator because he starts at about 6 in the morning and finishes at about 5 a.m. the next morning.
Keeps
people playing all night long, right? So he will be on hand to do some Celtic and I believe some banjo as well. So big variety, great talent, all on one stage.
And that's coming up tonight. Information at taprootalaska.com or at the door. We were chatting with Beppe Gambetta, Victoria Vox, and Doug Cox. Doug Cox has returned to the camp several times now. And we were talking about flat picking with Beppe Gambetta. We're talking now with Doug here about where your specializing comes into the camp. What do you see yourself as having the most fun providing for the campers?
Well, when I'm in my professional life as a player, I usually play dobro or slide guitar. That's kind of what my specialty is, along with some mandolin and guitar as well. So this year I'm teaching a course that's called Intro to World Music on the guitar, and we're playing music from Africa and from Brazil and from India and some Celtic music. So we've been having a lot of fun with that, trying to take the different styles. I play with musicians from all over the place, lots of different cultures. And what I try to do as a dobro player is put the dobro into different cultures as well. So,
I hadn't thought of that instrument in multiple cultures. Where is the dobro mostly born from and where does it mostly live?
Well, it was invented about 1929 in the United States by a family from Slovakia, in particular a man named John Dopreria and his brothers. And most people say it was invented because it was when the guitar took over for the banjo as a principal rhythm instrument. This was before electric instruments in big bands and stuff, so they simply needed a louder guitar. So they ended up inventing the resophonic guitar. And then it kind of developed in blues and bluegrass and Hawaiian music all at the same time. And I'm a Canadian, so I don't really come from a country where we have our own musics. So I'm kind of a mutt to start off with. So I thought, I haven't really heard the dobro in a lot of other cultures. And that's kind of what I do now, is I play with people from all over the place and try to, it's an easy instrument to add into other cultures because it's a fretless instrument. So you can play with some of the scales and things that you might not necessarily hear that much in North American music. And I've enjoyed doing that. But at the camp, this is my 12th camp out of 14 camps. I've made it to 12 of them. It's more roots guitar oriented stuff that I usually teach. A little bit of slide and a little bit of dobro, but mostly intro to blues and folk styles of guitar playing. And this year, world music, which has been really fun. We've been having a great time doing that.
I hope you guys are all creating more Alaskan musicians. So this is the good thing. We got the instructors here in the studio. They're creating more Alaskans who are going to take part in the Alaska music scene and create their own music.
I think so. I think there's no shortage of great musicians here in Alaska, though.
Everything from people who want to improve on their current skills to pick up a new skill are found at the camp. Doug and Beppe, I know you've got something prepared. Why don't you share some music for the folks on the drive home?
I'm just going to play the guitar in this one and sing. This is a song by a great Canadian songwriter who passed away about 10 years ago.
Thank you.
His name is Willie P. Bennett, and you might know him from his time with Fred Eaglesmith as Fred's mandolin player. But before that, Willie had his own career in Canada and was sort of recognized as one of our finest singer-songwriters. And this is kind of an obscure tune of his called It Rains on Me, which is probably not the perfect song for today, but maybe for next week. And Beppe's going to be kind enough to flourish this with some of his beautiful guitar as well. many days I don't seem to care. People talk to me when I'm not there. A vacant lot with a fancy view. I need to talk, but I can't find my shoes. It's on me. Falls down like gypsy tears, as if to wash away all these years. And clouds hang low as if to stare, and need not go in on me. It rains, it rains, it rains.
Come on, Beppy.
There's jet planes up above the clouds. Rainbows if you're not too proud. And still the rain falls through the ocean breeze. I have to laugh when it plays its joke on me. It's on. It rains on me.
Doug Cox and Beppe Gambetta, live at KMBA. The instructors are here in the studios from the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp, and the instructor's showcase is tonight at the Taproot. And Doug, if you could remind us who the songwriter was on that tune again.
His name was Willie P. Bennett.
And he played with Fred Eaglesmith.
Yeah, he was in Fred's kind of original band along with Washboard Hank, and Willie was the mandolin player and singer that toured with Fred for years and years and years.
I met Fred Eaglesmith close to 20 years ago.
Willie would have
when
been
he came into the
then.
KMBA studios, and I wonder if
Willie
was there.
Willie would have been with him back then, and it was really fascinating as a Canadian because Willie was a real character and had quite a career on his own. He had a song that was recorded by Emmylou Harris and was kind of touted by Nashville to be a great Canadian songwriter, but he just didn't fit. You know, he was a bit of a character, bit of a sensitive guy, so he spent his last years on the road with Fred as kind of Fred's road manager and mandolin and harmonica player.
It's a lovely song that goes with a great afternoon. I don't know if it comes with growing up here, but that kind of music and mountains in the background here just go so well together.
Thank you. It's quite a thrill to have Beppe playing on that with me.
Transitioning back over to Victoria and the ukulele, which doesn't necessarily evoke the mountain peaks when played. Maybe it still evokes the island because of its connection there. But you brought a couple of different styles with you. The bass, the baritone, and the tenor. Do you have another track you could share with us before we go? Because then we can get one more from Beppe. And
now, is the ukulele coming through all right?
Actually, it probably could have had just a little more. So if you point the mic down just a little bit, we can probably get a little bit more.
This one's probably even softer than the other one.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe if Beppe's going to maybe play a little. So I don't know. He can steal his microphone otherwise.
So what?
They're dainty in size and sound.
And sound.
And volume.
Are they always nylon or strings?
It depends. So the tenor that I played earlier has a there's four sizes of ukuleles. There's the smallest, which is the soprano, which can either be tuned. There's a C tuning or a D tuning, and then the concert size and the tenor size, and which also can be tuned with the C tuning.
And do you ever just step up, plug one in, and just rock out? No.
I usually travel with usually three or so. But the tenors, a lot of people can either have a high G, which is called reentrant tuning, or a low G. And so the reentrant tuning is more of the traditional Hawaiian ukulele sound, where you have the "my dog has fleas." If you ever have heard that for a ukulele. And then the baritone can be the same thing, whether having a full set of nylon strings or a low D string metal wound. I like the warmth of the wound strings on the baritone. I think it makes a really nice contrast. And so tonight I'm actually going to be plugging in my baritone into an octave pedal, which will drop it down an octave. See, there's all sorts of things you can do with the ukulele.
No charge for this part of the camp. No charge. You're all getting this lesson for free. And you can be inspired to get involved in the camp next year. If you're wanting to get involved, go to acousticalaska.com. So, Victoria, what can you share?
Oh, I'm going to sing a song en français, in French. This is one I wrote. It's called Mon Cœur Vide, which means my empty heart, inspired by an Aveda shampoo bottle. And but it's a hopeful song of just recognizing that downward spiral and saying ça suffit, that's enough, mon cœur vide. Ta tristesse me fait chuter de la lumière à l'obscurité, le sombre, le noir, c'est tout ce que je vois. Ça suffit, mon cœur vit. cette illusion du bonheur. Et sur le monde pour les amoureux, rien ne change, je suis seule et froide. Ça suffit, mon cœur vide.
Victoria Vox, live at KMBA, the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp Instructor Showcase tonight at 7 o'clock. Baritone, ukulele, and trombone, all in the same song. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well done. I don't know how you were able to pick that ukulele and also do the slide on the trombone. Amazing. And well,
hands-free mouth trumpet.
In tune, too. Nice tones.
Thank you.
I love those tones. From France, we head back to Italy and visit again with Beppe Gambetta, who's here a second time back in 2013. We had a good time live in studio and another good instructor showcase concert.
Yeah,
definitely want to get in another track from you before we head on out. We want to turn these musicians loose so they can get over to the Taproot and get a sound check in and sound their best for you tonight. Please share another song with us and our audience.
Yes, actually, I thought there's such a joyful thing to play with Doug that I choose one arrangement that I have where you can really use the slide guitar. And so Doug is going to join me. Maybe we can have a trumpet solo. Or, you know, we can try.
Just give me a wink.
This is an old song from Woody Guthrie, is called Hard Traveling, and we are sort of hard travelers, you know, we are always on the road, so it's appropriate, and I was counting, I sometimes spend 260 days out of the year.
Sounds romantic at first, but I know it's a grind.
Yes.
It can be.
Yes, when you wake up in this room and you ask to yourself, what is the language that I need to speak today, you know? Anyway. I've been having some hard traveling, I thought you know. I've been having some hard traveling way down the road.
riding them fast rattlers, I thought you know. I've been riding them flat wheelers way down the road. I've been riding them dead enders, blind passengers kicking up cinder. Been having so much hard traveling. Kansas City, way down the road. Cutting the weed and stuck in the hay, trying to make about a dollar a day. Been having so much hard traveling, Lord.
Easing into the evening with Doug Cox, Beppe Gambetta, Victoria Vox. Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
It's just a perfect sunny day to think about really taking off from work right now, getting home, and getting ready to head on back out to Spinard and hear some more great music. And I'm sure when the whole crew's on stage, the whole instructors, it's going to be quite an event. During the camp, do you ever get a chance to really come together as a group and play, or is this the one time that you kind of look forward to it?
No, actually, we like each other a lot. And so when everything is finished, the instructors live in the same area. And it's sometimes hard to go to sleep because it's so exciting to meet other colleagues.
So often you see that with musicians, an all-day festival where you think, boy, they must be tired. No, actually, when the festival ends, that's when the musicians get back together and play even more.
We slept in the van on the way here.
Still, always impressed with how much you guys enjoy playing, and it always shows in the music. So thank you for sharing, Beppe. Thank you, Doug, for coming in. Victoria, thank you for bringing in those instruments and sharing your music. This is 90.3 KMBA. Get the information at the door at Taproot or at taprootalaska.com for tonight's show. On the way in the next half hour, diving back into the local music side of things. Also hearing from Lake Street Dive, music by Counting Crows and Mumford & Sons. Stick around. That is coming up next.